Good morning, skies dried out last evening and overnight the clouds broke up, so we're starting off with a little bit of sunshine across parts of interior New York and New England, and mainly dry weather. Temperatures have dipped back into the 30s and 40s to start the day. And with a mixture of sunshine and clouds this morning, readings will push back through the 50s and into the lower 60s by this afternoon. Weak disturbances will pass through from time to time, not only today, but tomorrow and another front on Sunday, keeping the weather a bit unsettled across the region. Scattered to isolated showers will pop up here and there by the time we hit the latter stages of the morning today, and a few of those could linger into the afternoon hours, as a breeze picks up from the west-southwest. Overnight tonight, generally dry as we drop back into the 40s. For tomorrow, another in these series of disturbances will pass through, and we will have mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers. Not raining the whole time, and temperatures again will push into the lower and middle 60s. As we get into the day on Sunday, a more potent front will approach with a better chance for showers, at least lots of clouds around, and a breeze, adding to the chill in the air, as highs on Sunday will only reach the middle and upper 50s. We'll finally dry it out with high pressure building in on Monday, a mix of sun and clouds, a little bit of a breeze in the upper 50s, back to 60 with a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday, with mostly sunny skies on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, frost advisories and freeze warnings are out for parts of the central and southern Rockies across into the central high plains. Temperatures under high pressure tonight will drop back into the 20s and lower 30s in places where the growing season has already begun. And also an avalanche warning is in effect for the Cascades of northern Oregon and Washington State, with the combination of deep snowpack over the mountains, warming temperatures, and some rainfall expected. The avalanche danger is high at this time heading into the upcoming weekend. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Joplin, Missouri at 6:53 p.m. Eastern Time back on Sunday. The last report of hail was at Kastamonu, Turkey at 5:19 a.m. this morning. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at North Islands, California, to a low of 6 at Climax, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, a mix of sun and clouds in New York City with temperatures in the middle 60s, also the chance for a scattered shower. A few scattered showers in Boston, otherwise partly sunny in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo, scattered showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 73 degrees, the low 47. The average temperature 60, that's 6 degrees above normal. 0.15 of an inch of rainfall yesterday, that's also the total for the month, which is 0.04 above normal. And 11.10 inches of precipitation for the year, which is 0.18 below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 65 degrees, the average low 43. The record high 88 set in 2001, and the record low 29 in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 5:48 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:57 p.m., 14 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Skies will be partly sunny today. It'll be breezy with temperatures in the upper 50s to around 60, also scattered showers around this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and breezy today with temperatures in the lower 60s, the chance for a scattered shower. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy today with scattered showers and highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly to mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Partly sunny skies today with the risk of a few passing showers through the afternoon, highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, seasonably cool in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, lower to mid-60s. More showers around Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy in the middle to upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, somewhat cool Monday in the upper 50s. Near 60 with a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday. On Wednesday, mostly sunny, back into the lower to mid-60s. And a mix of sun and clouds with a scattered shower Thursday and highs in the upper 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.